Home and Hearth, written by H. Savian, read by Raven. Dane's living spaces have some specific requirements. Dane Sarastri's quarters are always open to the elements in some way, because that's the best way for her friends to be able to visit. Even though she can afford glass, a wonder indeed, the wooden shutters do well enough and are flung open whenever it's not pouring or snowing. Numair spells them to keep the heat in the winter. Birdie visitors flit in and out at will and perch on the roof beams to chat to each other and her. The furniture is all solid and much worn, and the cushions are often stained. Many animals have little concept of bowel control, even when reminded, and magicking the furnishings to repel the mess made everyone who sat on them itch unbearably. Much to Numair's dismay, all his tinkering failed to fix that side effect. So he resigns himself to cleaning them magically as often as he remembers. He remembers more frequently once the baby is born. Babies put their mouths on everything. And while a little dirt never hurt anything, there are limits. There are usually a few nests or dens established in her quarters, with a family of fox kits or stoats exploring under the bed while their parents forage, or bats hanging in the corner of the ceiling and snapping insects out of the air. Numair's workshop is off-limits to visitors, unless invited, human or not, for everyone's safety. The decor is more aimed at comfort and practicality than show, but there are pieces of useless prettiness scattered around, gifts from friends, mostly. For a wedding present, Emperor Kadar sent a set of tiny paintings, life-size images of incredible tiny jewel-colored frogs. They decorate the wall above an etched brass mirror, decorated with crows that arrived in an unlabeled package with a note from Aliana Cooper inside. Since she travels a lot as the Wild Mage, Dane spends a lot of time in guest quarters and tents, but the places she stays most frequently put her in quarters on the ground floor with outside entrances if possible. The local animals will come visit, and it's less trouble if they don't trapeze through the halls to do it. Everywhere she lives, she has friends in and out, all the time, animals and humans. The end. Thank you for listening.